One word tells the story this morning, fear.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning to you. I'm Bob Moon, in for Jeremy Hobson. On the heels of that big 500-point rout on Wall Street, first things first this morning, let's do the numbers and check how markets overseas are doing now. The wave of worry has been making its way around the globe. In Europe this hour, London has tumbled almost 2%. Frankfurt has fallen a little more than 2%. And Paris is the bright spot, down but just 0.8%. There were also massive sell-offs across Asia. So what caused that 500-point drop in the Dow yesterday, and why? President Obama signed the debt deal, and we avoided default, so how do people explain the scary panic? Marketplace's Gregory Warner joins us live this morning to try. Let's take a deep breath now, Gregory. Good morning.
Okay. Good morning, Bob.
Okay, so why? Why now?
Well, of course, that's the question, as you said, everyone's asking, and we're reading a lot of explanations in newspaper articles. We're talking about it on the radio, about fears of the soft economy and a second recession even. Here's David Hefty of Hefty Wealth Partners in Indiana, and he says it's not that those fears aren't justified. It's just that none of them arrived on the scene yesterday to explain the market drop.
We know about all the major stories, right? We already know about debt in Greece. We already know about the debt problem in the United States. I mean, none of this stuff's new. But the markets have always gone up. So we always had to come up with some reason or a lie of why the markets actually rose.
Now he says the market's correcting for false optimism. Of course, more optimistic analysts say the opposite.
There's no predicting the herd, of course, but the markets had been dropping for more than a week. Doesn't this just reflect a general sense of fear on Wall Street?
Sure. I'm just saying that those fears can't explain why the market moves up or down on one day. This morning, though, the monthly jobs report from the Labor Department comes out, and lots of investors are watching that number very closely. But, hey, who knows how they'll respond?
That's right. Marketplace's Gregory Warner. Thanks.
Thanks.
That jobs report is several hours away, but it's definitely the major focus. Economists think perhaps 80 or 90,000 jobs were added in July. That would be more than in May and June, but still not nearly enough to push the unemployment rate down much. It's now over 9%. So where are policymakers in Washington focusing their job-boosting hopes? Foreign trade, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
President Obama started talking jobs right after the debt ceiling deal this week. He wants Congress to pass pending free trade deals with South Korea, Colombia, and Panama. Boost exports, he says, and U.S. companies will hire more workers to produce those goods. Jeanne Shaheen, Democratic senator from New Hampshire, would like Congress to do even more to create jobs.
Get an infrastructure bank for roads and bridges. Support job training.
But with budget cuts coming, more government spending is probably a pipe dream. So Shaheen backs trade deals, too.
This is an opportunity that doesn't cost a lot of money.
Spend a bit to help businesses that want to export more, and you're done. Will it create jobs? I asked Jeff Schott at the Peterson Institute.
In terms of the overall U.S. economy, it's not that big a deal. But when you have such a large amount of unemployment, every little bit helps.
The U.S. Chamber of Commerce says 380,000 jobs are tied to the free trade deals. That's just a fraction of the 8 million lost in the recession. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. since 1896. AllianzUSA.com. By Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. And by Reputation.com, protecting online privacy by removing your personal data from the internet and stopping unwanted email. Reputation.com.
Today, as they do every Friday, cattlemen across Oklahoma will bring their animals to auction. This year, though, a nearly year-long drought in Oklahoma is forcing a record number of animals onto the auction block. From KOSU in Oklahoma City, Michael Cross reports.
The sun rises over a sea of cattle at the Elk City Livestock Auction. More than 4,000 animals await the public sale, which will take nearly 24 hours to complete. Charles Hickey is the owner of the Elk City sale barn. He's auctioning off more cattle than ever before. The drought has caused the price of hay to spike, and many ranchers can't afford to maintain large herds.
They can save a little money and put something together maybe for down the road. bad, sad thing is there's a lot of these guys here that's older guys that's not going to be back. 80-year-old guys, and he sells his herd, and he won't ever own another cow, probably.
There is some good news, though. The price of cattle has never been higher during a drought. Scott DeWald is the executive vice president of the Cattlemen's Association. He credits several different reasons for the higher price. First off, southeastern states like Georgia, Mississippi, and Florida are coming out of a severe drought with the lowest population of livestock since 1952. Many ranchers there are trying to replenish their herds. There's also been a 27% increase in beef exports, especially to Asian markets like China and Japan.
Probably the big driver is the value of the U.S. dollar. When the value of the U.S. dollar is low, it's cheaper for them to buy our product than maybe from Australia or somewhere else. So the value of the dollar plays a huge role in that.
Western Oklahoma rancher Will Street is participating in his third auction this year. He's shrinking his herd to about 25 from an average of about 70. He says for now, he's going to take what he can and try to survive with the young heifers he still has in stock.
It'll be a while before you get a cash from them, but it looks like the drought's going to hang on for a while.
Climatologists say the drought might not come to an end until fall unless there's a perfectly positioned tropical storm to bring much-needed rain. In Oklahoma City, I'm Michael Cross for Marketplace.
Finally, you know things are getting bad when a bank essentially hangs a sign on the door that says, "We don't want your money." One bank just announced it's going to start charging its biggest customers a fee, a little more than a tenth of a percentage point, to stash their big wads of cash. Now, we're talking deposits of more than $50 million. The Bank of New York Mellon handles lots of very big accounts as banker to many big financial institutions. But still, isn't it kind of weird to be charging your best customers because they're depositing too much money? Note to you big investors, I've still got some space under my mattress, and I promise I won't charge you a penny. Who are you going to trust, me or your bank? I'm Bob Moon in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Covering the economy is a 24/7, 365 kind of thing, so every Friday we get a little help from our friends.
We were sinking fast, and we had no idea whether the world was coming to an end or not.
Oil goes high enough, people stop driving, they stop buying cars, they stop going out to eat.
There are bumps in the road, but consumers are starting to feel better.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, the Weekly Wrap, next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.